City of Derry 19 to Sea Point 17. So a victory, another victory for City of Derry, I should say.
Yeah, that's played three and won two. They've won both their home games. That was Tullamore 3 weeks ago, and that's very, very important. That was something that the team couldn't do last year. A bit of a nail biter. I mean, you know, 19-17, there wasn't a lot on it. And the actual fact, it was young Conor Gill, the Derry out half, who with the last kick of the game from about 40-odd metres slotted the ball between the uprights. The whistle went, and as you can imagine, there was great excitement. And I have to mention, young Gill, he's just out of school. He played at Foyle College last year. He contributed 14 points to this result, 4 penalties, and a very good conversion of the first try, wide out in a touchline. And, you know, on the end of the day, had that conversion not gone over, it could have been a draw, but the way things are going at the moment, the final analysis, it was that conversion that won the game. And as I say, he stayed very, very calm to get that. The game ebbed and flowed. It was obviously because of the weather conditions. Neither side really got themselves into anything constructive. A lot of knocked-on passes and a lot of enthusiasm. And certainly from Derry's point of view, the pack, I thought, were very, very good. They scrummaged well, the line-out, with Adam Bratton, basically the man taking everything in the line-out. But in the loose, they certainly fronted up. And the missed tackles that I watched last season weren't there this year. They seem to have got their defence very, very well organised. And, you know, all in all, it was a well-deserved result. And, you know, in this league, because it'll be probably so tight at the end of the season, to get points on the board, and Derry have now 9 points, leaving themselves in sixth position. And I think that's more than what the new coach Paul O'Kane will be asking for. If you'd said to him after 3 games in the All-Ireland League, you'll have 9 points and you're lying in sixth position, I think he'd be very happy.
Just looking at the other North West side, Omagh coming away with another victory against Thomond. They're away from home. 2 out of 3 for them also, Alec.
Yeah, well, they've actually, that gives them 10 points, because they were very unlucky to lose the first game against Ballina when they led up to about 2 or 3 minutes to go, and they lost out, but they got their bonus point there. But that's a very good result to go down to Thomond yesterday, and apparently it was heavy conditions. I think they were down at half-time, but typical Omagh, they're a very good second half team, and, you know, 28-13 against a side like Thomond, I'll certainly have given them a lot of encouragement, and I say that's 2 games out of 3 for them as well, and a very good start.
In the AIL 2B, well, Rooney went to Greystones, and it was Greystones who picked up the points, 42-28, and well, not looking good for Rooney at the minute.
Well, they played 3, they've no points at all. I thought when I saw 28 points, there might have been an opportunity that they would have had 4 tries. But, you know, it's hard to believe that this was a team last year that sailed through Division 2B. They got into the playoffs and they were very unlucky to be beaten at injury time last year. But that's sometimes what happens. You have a great season and you get almost there, and then all of a sudden the following season maybe things don't work out. But I mean, certainly I saw them against Derry in the Ulster League, and you know, they weren't they weren't the side that I saw last year. I know that was in the Ulster League, there's a lot of players maybe here just getting game time, but certainly they're going to have to pick up their pieces very, very quickly, because another defeat and they're going to find themselves well adrift, and the last thing they'll want is any relegation playoffs. Haven't done so well last year.
In Championship 2, defeat for Limavady as well. First defeat for Limavady. They had suppose 3 ones before that, Alec.
Yeah, they've been unbeaten up until this. They've won all their league games. They're through to the quarter-final of the Towns Cup, and they won their conference game as well. But I was very surprised Academy. Academy are lying about 3rd or 4th. That's before the game yesterday, Limavady were tops. And 8-5, it sounds as if maybe the conditions down at the Roe Valley, their pitch can be quite heavy at times, and obviously with the amount of rain, it might not have suited Limavady, because they are they move the ball well. Academy are a very dour team, and they would play very much to their forwards, and maybe that's what happened, that, you know, with the conditions, that Limavady just couldn't cope with it. But they'll be disappointed in that, but I mean, hopefully, I would imagine they'll bounce back, because some of the results have been really, really good. You were saying there, Rugby Championship 3 as well. I think Pride of Place has to go in the 3 games there to Letterkenny, who beat Cavan by 51 points to 5, scoring 8 tries. That will give a lot of confidence, the boys, that they've got her grounds, and certainly great to see that. But you know that they've had a few results quite close, but to score 51 points in any game and score 8 tries is good, and that will certainly give the coaches and the players, you know, something to work on in the weeks ahead. Strabane, for the second week in a row, they lost out. They went to Belfast and were beaten by the PSNI 32-12, and that'll have disappointed Coach Chris Dunn after a very good start of winning 4 in a row. But these things happen, and it's now how they pick themselves up. We'll see how good they are. And then in the final game, and that one there, at Monaghan, they beat Virginia at Virginia by 13-6. Monaghan lying second in that league, and they are a very strong side, and they always have a big pack, and maybe again yesterday in the heavy conditions, that's what won the game.
And just looking at the other Rugby Regional West, it was Ballyshannon defeated away to Cookstown, and City O'Derry defeated by Rainey as well. They were at home.
Yeah, Cookstown, they beat Ballyshannon by 29-18. And then City O'Derry thirds, they travelled up to Rainey, and Rainey won by 30-22. Both reasonably tight games, but as I say yesterday, it wasn't I would imagine, Park, it's not a yardstick to judge any of the games we've talked about, because, I mean, conditions yesterday were atrocious. But having said that, you know, if there's a very bad winter forecast, we don't know whether it's good or bad. And, you know, come the December and January and February, teams got to realise it won't be a good, the grounds won't be hard we can run on. The grounds could be badly cut up, they could be heavy. So, you know, that's whenever the physicality of teams come into it, and it's the guys who can knuckle down and pay the basic stuff that will come through in that one.
In the European Champions Cup, will start on Friday night. A fantastic victory for Leinster, 52-3 against Wasps.
Well, anybody that had the pleasure to watch that, or anybody who has an opportunity, or maybe they've taped it and haven't seen it yet, if you want to see how a game of rugby should be played, I think Friday night would be as good a yardstick as you could look at. They were absolutely superb. Wasps are by no means a poor side, but, you know, they were 8 tries to nil, and really, from the off, Leinster just dictated the terms. And, you know, when you look at the panel of players they've got, they brought on 5 replacements, all Irish internationals. It was quite incredible. I mean, the strength and depth that they have. And then, you know, they have a couple of overseas players as well, who just, James Lowe, for instance, who got the 2 scores, who just, pardon me, who just add that wee bit more. But really, all you can say is that, you know, I'm sure it'll be, I'm not a betting man, but I'm sure that as far as the odds go, Leinster would be very much favourites, even after Friday night. I know that there's a long way to go yet, but you have to say the way they're playing, and they're so clinical, and one of the things that I think they've got, probably Saracens in England or the other team maybe of the same equivalent, is whenever they get ahead and they get you down, you have no chance of getting back up again, because they just completely, you know, nail everything that's going, and that's the way they play. And as I say, a fantastic performance, and certainly the people that go to the RDS and were there on Friday night were given a tremendous show of rugby, and certainly it'll be hard to match it in any other game coming up. They were Friday night, as you said, but I mean, it's been a good weekend for the Irish provinces, all 4 winning. Then on Saturday, I saw the end, the second half of the Munster game against Exeter, and you know, Exeter are a superb side at home at Sandys Park, but Munster, 10-3 down, came back again, and in typical Munster fashion, they fashioned out a try, as they say, with their forwards just picking and driving, and thinking about the 13th occasion, they got over the line, a thing which they do really, really well. Joey Carberry, he nailed the conversion. So they'll be very happy to come away from Sandy Park, because Exeter, as I say, are next to Saracens, are the next best team in the Premiership. And I'm sure that all Thomond Park will be looking forward to welcome Exeter when the time arrives. I suppose I wouldn't say the surprise of the weekend, but certainly one that gave me the greatest of pleasures, you can well imagine. I mean, having watched the Ulster performance against Connacht the week before, And having and knowing the amount of injuries that Ulster still have, their performance against Leicester last night, especially in the second half, I think was will certainly bring the crowds back to the King's Pan. And the great thing about it too is that the amount of young academy players that have been forced to play, and sometimes you know they tend to go for the tried and trusted players, but there was a few young guys yesterday. Young Michael Lowry played at fullback, and a lot of other players. Too many to mention, but the fact that their commitment, and you know, when you think those young guys never played in Europe before, but they, and when they went out on that pitch, everybody expected Leicester to probably win that game, although they had other ideas, and I'm sure Dan McFarland and the Ulster coaching panel were the same. But you know, at the end of the day, if you'd asked most Ulster supporters what do you think, they would have been happy with maybe a victory by a penalty or something. But to do it so well in the second half and to come away almost with a bonus point win, I'll certainly set them up, and they'll need to be on their game again next week, because going to Racing Metro, they'll be playing against Simon Zeebo, Donoghue Ryan, are both now playing for Racing Metro. So that's a good one. And certainly, from Ulster's point of view, you have to say it was a tremendous performance. The other good result as well, of course, in the Challenge Cup was Connacht, who always do well in that. And you'd be surprised if they didn't get through to the qualification rounds. And, you know, they've been there very near in this competition. And they beat Bordeaux Beglers, who not so long ago were in the Champions Cup. So a very, very good result down in Galway for Connacht. And overall, I suppose Joe Smith will be saying, you know, if he looks at it and he's picking his panel of players, I believe, at Thursday or Friday this week, he's certainly a lot to chew over. And from what we've seen at the weekend and the results from the provinces, he's a very lucky man.